information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Ah! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's PewDieCast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you for yet another week of madness. Later on, I'll be talking about, you know, the legalization of shebeens in Zimbabwe. And then I asked a question on social media and also on WhatsApp. Is there anything really wrong with faking it? Yeah, we're going to go there. So anyway, the first thing I'm going to talk about this week, let's talk about Norris Mncube, a man who was a principal out in the United States. He was a Zimbabwean who'd been in the United States since 1996. Unfortunately, he passed away this past week in an accident. And his niece, Malia Siziba, as well, who was in the accident, also died. His kids were also in the accident. He was a guy, apparently, who used to take kids to school. Kids couldn't get a ride and so forth. So there were five kids, including his own, who were twins. One of them, Malia, passed away. The other kids are still in hospital and that sort of thing. So it's pretty sad. Absolutely sad. What else happened? Big news, big, absolutely big news. Let's first talk about the bigger news. Cuthbert Dube has been kicked out of Zifa. If you remember last week, I'd say that he had just decided to quit Zifa, but Zifa was like, and he had said, you know, I'll stick around until like the end of the year or something, 5th of December, when there's a new president and then we can do whatever. And then they were like, no. No, thanks. Go get out. And they kicked him out and his whole board. And now Jonathan Shigai has taken over as the acting Zifa president and that sort of thing. Cuthbert now wants his $1 million because he used to pour in a lot of money into football and that sort of thing. And then in bigger news, Sepp Blatter, the world football president, has quit. No, he hasn't quit. He's been kicked out. Remember he quit a couple of months ago. He's been provisionally suspended for 90 days over allegations of maladministration. He's being investigated by the Swiss authorities. It's over a deal in which, the UEFA president, what is his name? Michel Platini, yeah, that guy, was actually trying to take over the FIFA presidency, was paid for a job 9 years after he left FIFA. So there were gross improprieties that was suspected there. But apparently, the two guys say there's nothing untoward, and it's just the ethics committee not understanding the rules, and you know, there's all sorts of ridiculous things going on. So Sepp Blatter has been suspended provisionally for 90 days. But the person who's taken over his job is a guy who's had all sorts of accusations around him, Issa Hayatou, who is the CAF president. So he took over because the constitution is the longest serving and pretty much surviving FIFA president. Yeah, so it's kind of weird. Big news that came out this week was to do with the Jam Jam logo. I don't know if you saw that. Jam Jam is an awesome menswear retail store. Yeah, that's what they call them in Zimbabwe. And they've got a logo that looks disturbingly similar to that of American TV show Mad Men. So there was a good article that was written by a guy by the name of Tapiwa. He put it on his blog, and there was like a huge fallout and this sort of thing. I'm hoping they're going to change the logo, because unless they've got licensing and that sort of thing, you know, it could turn out to be something really disturbing. Well, what's happening this weekend? The Samba girls are in town, all that stuff is happening, so it's going to be pretty exciting. I saw them the other day, and yeah, they do dance very well. Pretty exciting. So, yeah, it's all part of the carnival and that sort of thing. Big other thing that happened, there's a heat wave that has just taken over Zimbabwe at the moment. So temperatures are going to be disturbingly high. They're saying in Beitbridge, temperatures are going to be as high as 45 degrees Celsius over the weekend. In Kariba, throughout the two-week period, temperatures could go as high as 42 degrees Celsius. It's going to be crazy. In Harare, okay, as high as 35, and below as high as 36 degrees, just to name a couple of other places. So just take care of everybody, especially little kids and little animals. I've noticed that little animals. Just keep yourself hydrated and that sort of thing. Yeah. Anyway. And then finally, Zimbabwe cricket lost the series against Pakistan in fashion 2-1. And then they started off the tour that Ireland, but you know, the match against Ireland, like always, ended in the last over. I mean, they've played seven matches, and yeah, they've all ended in the, I mean, not all of them, four of the seven matches have ended in the last over. Yeah, it's pretty intense. The name is Larry, you're listening to the Quiddicast. So, the Minister of Tourism has decided to come up with this idea that we're going to legalize shebeens in Zimbabwe. And off the cuff, you know, for guys who like to go to have drinks in the old traditional shebeen type of settings and that sort of thing. Yeah, this all sounds very well and dandy. Yeah. And like, you know, some people just like that, you know, just go to somebody's house and have a whole bunch of drinks. The Minister of Tourism told people who were in parliament, the parliamentarians, that's what we call them, told them that there was this thing that they were planning to do and that it's going to happen and they want legislators to do it and it's going to get a couple of cabinet approval. It's going to have, we could even rename them domestic hospitality spots or something. Can't remember what it is. Anyway, and you know what? When you think about it, the opportunity is there for expanding the economy, so that's great. So, you know, aspects of the economy become accessible to people, that people are able to do more stuff in the economy. So, in principle, it sounds like a really good idea. These people who already run illegal shebeens get put passed on into the formal sector of the economy. Now, that's that. But the other side of it all, there's lots of things. We've always had zoning laws in Zimbabwe where certain areas you couldn't have any alcohol being served because they're residential areas. We always try to keep certain areas safe and that sort of thing because, you know, drunken disorderly conduct so generally emanated from all sorts of drinks. In effect, what would often happen is that if you wanted to have a party, it still happens right now, you needed to go to get a license from the police because you're going to make noise for the neighbors and that sort of thing. And there's going to be lots of parking around. Now, if your neighbor is just going to always have parking around and those sort of thing, and people drinking all the time, and you know, now your kids are walking out the door, and right next door is a drinking place, you know, I don't know about that. Like, I don't think I want to have myself living next to a place where all sorts of, you know, conduct that I don't want my kids being exposed to is taking place. You know, and you know, with the way things are already, you know, you get into the regular clubs, kids are already being let into clubs. What's going to stop my neighbor selling alcohol to my kids and that sort of thing? So I'm worried about that. I mean, you know, they're saying they're not just giving anyone access. They're saying there's a proper registration process that's going to take place and that sort of thing, which is all very well and dandy, but we've got to look at that very carefully. I mean, I don't want my wife, you know, one day coming home and this guy was harassing her because he just had a bit too much to drink. And they say, oh, no, this is one weird person. But, you know, no. Why don't we have just areas in which, you know, certain areas where alcohol is sold? Yeah, and I think for guys, you want to lead the idea of leaving home. Like, imagine now if you want to go and watch football at the pub, then they tell you just go and watch Kwame Ndingi next door. It's weird. So, I mean, there's got to be a lot of thought that's going to put around that because it's just like, yo, just don't want, like, you know, alcohol places right next door, you know. In effect, if you look at it as a guy, you don't normally drink at a place that's close to your house, do you? Because you know, you know, they say muroye roera kure. So, you know, if you want to do some crazy stuff, you want to do it somewhere far from your house. And then now you're going to have other crazies come and do crazy things close to your house, right next to your house. I don't know what they're going to do around that. In my opinion, just build establishments that just in certain areas. That's how it is. I know we like the idea of the whole shebeen and so forth, but make it cheaper for the woman who owns a shebeen to be able, or man owns a shebeen, whatever it is. I don't know. My head, one person who owns a shebeen is usually a woman. But anyway, make it cheaper for them to be able to rent a lot of these beer halls that are now just laying dormant. The city council is still charging exorbitant prices for you to run. So, I don't know. Just something that needs to be looked at. Great idea, but implementation might be a bit dodgy. On the other side, we talk about faking it in bed. Yeah, interesting opinions are going to come out. The name is Larry, you're listening to the Quiddicast, and yeah, in the relationship segment, which is always a final part of the Quiddicast, I asked, I want to know if faking orgasms is acceptable. If so, why? If no, give a reason. Are there times it is an absolute necessity? And did you know that gents do it too? you know, and that sort of thing. I'm going to talk about the chance they went to. But for now, let me just get the opinions that I got on the social media, different social media platforms, starting off with what I got on WhatsApp. And then afterwards, I'll read what I got on Facebook.
We girls, we understand that guys have a bigger sex drive than girls, right? For example, you know, Mskanogan Farida Empire and Diti. And Empire will be showing at 7:30. We're watching TV. Sometimes, girls, we just want to cuddle. Kiss you and cuddle. The next thing you know, you kiss and cuddle a dude. I will go visa him. This is 7 o'clock, right? I was at Empire Rotangana 7:30. I will kiss and kiss. I will go visa him. That's 10 past. Quarter past, I took visa him. This and everything. And I don't go to us about phone. Pako dingo, right? I don't quarter past. Oh yes, I'm gonna fake the orgasm because I wanna watch TV. The same as for guys as well. It's a derby day. City is playing manual, right? They are going kisa kisa kutum visa yembe and everything. Then we do that. He's gonna try to fix the orgasm because he wanna watch his game. Sometimes it's the simple things that makes people fake the orgasm. Like we have to accommodate each other's hobbies, you know? And besides, I think people should talk about stuff to avoid these silly things. Because honestly, faking or no orgasm, I think it's totally wrong.
Yes, I know people fake orgasms. And is there any way from the lady's side and men side the fake as well? Sometimes you can tell this is a fake action, but the main problem is that it's something that someone can do from their heart and from their mind and brain. So sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, but it's there. I don't think it's a necessity, because it's good to be you and it's good not to fake things in life. But sometimes partners do it because they want to please their partners. And sometimes they want to make them feel happy or make them feel good. But it's not necessary, honestly. It's good to be just you. If it happened, it happened. If not, then you just know next time. But people,
I honestly don't see why people should be faking orgasms. If you're in a sexual relationship, you should be able to tell your partner how you are feeling in terms of this whole, you know, sexual relationship. If they're not touching you in the right places, not pushing the right buttons, direct them, show them, you know, so that you can be able to, you know, get that happy ending. Or if you were too tired for sex, you should have just said so, because that's another reason why people then fake orgasms. If it's, you know, I just feel people should be comfortable enough to talk to each other about things like that, because the whole point of sex is that happy ending. So, yeah, I don't get the concept of faking orgasms.
Yeah, so those were voice notes I got over WhatsApp. Then talk. Well, wasn't that just us? Crazy. She faked it so that she could watch Empire, and he fakes it because he wants to watch football. Yeah, it's, yeah, different reasons. Anyway, getting onto Facebook. Sometimes you got to do things to end. That's from Aaron. Lavender asks how gents fake it, because you can tell when a man has orgasmed. And she says, as for women, sometimes you get that guy who thinks he's the best lay you've ever had. So you just fake it so that it stops. And then Marcy, who's a regular contributor, says very necessary. Sex is like communication. How you respond to it and interactions you have with your other could be soul building or destroying. Sometimes you need to fake it. Faking it doesn't mean he's bad at it. It just means that interaction that day didn't have a crescendo. Not all interactions have and should have one. Sometimes it's your own fault. You didn't relax enough. You were not in the mood, or it didn't hit the right spot for you. So why would you want to burden the other person by telling them? Your climax is your responsibility. You need to get yourself into the right frame of mind, or create the atmosphere or activity that also favors you too. Men fake too, and yes, women fake more. Doesn't mean that they do not enjoy the sex with each other. Then also, Siatemba says, one thing I learned in life is rather fake it than destroy a man's ego. Kimberly says, well, sometimes you fake it because of pity to make him feel adequate even though it was a waste. Rory says, sometimes we gents are not getting anything anywhere either and don't think we will. So we yell, Hiawata, and run off to find a place to stash the condom. That's an answer for you. There was a lavender thing was asked how it's done. Theodora says, faking it, please. The more you shout and scream, you give him more power to keep on as unedited. Is 0 out of 10. Act so I can't, I ain't gonna do that to anybody. Sorry, reminds me of Waiting to Exhale when you're wondering, some scene from Waiting to Exhale. Afrobeta says, we do it because most guys' egos can't handle the truth, and at times you're tired and just want it over and done with. Then Jamaica says, you better love that guy. Charmaine's guys say, guys do it too. Lies? Yes, sometimes in absolute necessity. And then Norma says, it depends. If you love the person, then honest communication is the best way to go. I think what I liked was the comment by Marcy that sometimes it doesn't have to always be about brutal honesty and that sort of thing. You know, when you're having, you know, verbal communication with your partner, sometimes you're brutally honest because that day that was necessary. And sometimes you mollycoddle and you butter the truth a little bit and that sort of thing. And you know, it so that it goes away. I think at the end of the day, the obsession with having to climax when it comes to sex is a myth, because it's not necessarily about the orgasm. It's about the communication between the two people. And, you know, whatever it is and whatever level it is. And I think expecting that sex should always be the same all the time. And that if you came last week, then it must come this week and must always be the same way and must always be in the same position creates a mundane sort of culture and that sort of thing. I'll tell you, there are guys who just go and use prostitutes simply because of bodily contact. I mean, you know, because this is something completely different. I'm not saying they should. In effect, I'm going to talk about something else that I came across on the internet the other day. It was someone who says, a woman who wrote an article that what they call maintenance sex is necessary. Now, when I say maintenance sex, I'm not talking about, you know, maintenance as in, you know, whatever it is, but maintaining the relationship. Sometimes you just go through sex as a chore, so as to keep the relationship going. Because, you know, you never know sometimes if the person doesn't feel like it and they say they have a headache. You're thinking maybe they got some from somewhere else, or is there something I did wrong? So sometimes people just do it as maintenance to get it over and done with, even though they have something else to do. The key thing to do, of course, is where it's necessary, have the communication. It shouldn't be a situation where it's faked all the time. This is the other thing. I think there are times that where, you know, sensitive situations where it might be prudent to, you know, fake it. Not encouraging it out there. And if your guy or woman can take brutal honesty, I mean, not many people can do that, but they can take it and tell them that, yeah, you suck. That's a completely different thing. Anyway, with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Criticast. On the other, I'll see you again next week. Catch me on ZFM Stereo every Friday with a show called The Switch, my co-host Kundai Gianica, between 6:30 and 7 p.m. That is powered by The Movement. And also catch me on Tuesday nights with Sean Tafirinika on the same station, ZFM Stereo, as I talk football, Tuesday night football. And with that, also get in touch with me via email, info@ladiquidirai.com. Or get in touch with me on Twitter at Quirirai. Yeah, Quirirai has got a YI at the end. And with that, I leave you with the wise words from, what is that? Life of Brian, which it says, you were born with nothing, and when you die, you're going to leave with nothing. So what you got to worry about? Nothing. The name is Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?